There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Dan Patrick Show. Yes, I am that Ryan Leaf sitting in for Dan today. Celebrity death match this week between me and Chris Sims. Clearly, I am the winner sitting in the big chair. Speaking of winners, Scottie Scheffler leads a stacked field in a signature event that's steeped in tradition. The Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard, March 7th through the 10th on Golf Channel, NBC, right here on Peacock. Great show. Great first show. 2 hours in the books. We talked a lot about NFL free agency, the busy weekend of college basketball that's about to start. But I think the main story and the one that was that broke this week and has set dominoes a flurry down in Denver, Colorado, was the release of Russell Wilson. And then the news that broke Ian Rappaport just a little earlier, something that I heard that might be in the works yesterday. Russell Wilson was seen in Newark boarding a plane to Pittsburgh, a commercial flight. And I think that's made waves. I've seen and heard from others around here that this is a new Russ. Seton.
Do we know why he was in Newark?
Ooh. The connection. I don't think there was a direct flight from Denver to Pittsburgh, apparently.
Newark seems like a hell of a long way to go out of the way.
That seems like a fritzy move.
Well, yeah.
Why not go to, I don't know, Chicago?
Well, this is what I think, maybe. Maybe he made a pit stop at the Giants facility this morning.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, see? There we go. Okay.
Could be.
Two birds, one stone.
Right.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the bigger picture in this, he's not in a jet with RW3 logo on it. He's not rolling with his wheels up compadres.
Yeah.
You know, this is new Russ. This is Chef Boyardee Russ.
This is getting a slice of Sbarro before getting on a flight, Russ.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I like it. I don't think there's anything that's not calculated with Russell Wilson. I think he is absolutely one of the most calculating people I've ever met in terms of what his career is going to look like, in terms of what he's going to do. And it's about brand. And he understands that there needs to be a humbled Russell Wilson that maybe waltzes into Pittsburgh Steelers headquarters this day. And so I think that's the approach that's being taken. And now it's all about winning. I don't care who you are. I guarantee you, after my poor performance against the Kansas City Chiefs, if I came out against the New York Giants after yelling at the reporter that week and threw four touchdowns instead of four interceptions, you know, people are blaming the reporter the next week and telling everybody how great I am. It's about what you do, how you perform. And so that's a big part of all this. Before we get into the moose gutting of it all right? A little reflection. We're in hour three. I wanted to get the show, you know, in its infancy for me, you know, grown to a bit of a toddler, and now it's in the teenage years being able to look back on the first 2 hours. For me, the past 15 years, okay? When I walked out of prison, and I made this point to Dan on Tuesday, 10 years ago, like, what is today? March 8th, right? 10 years ago, March 8th, 2014, I was sitting in an, I don't know how big they were, 8 by 10, 12 by 14. I don't know how big the cell was, okay? But that's where I was sitting. I'm now sitting in Dan Patrick's chair, hosting the Dan Patrick Show. I don't know if there could be a more better example of gratitude, luck, hard work, and support of others through this process. The main support, I think, into my reestablishment into society, frankly, has been this show. Okay. Pauly has been a friend for 15 years. He stayed in touch with me before I went into the prison. He stayed in touch with me when I got out. And I ran into Pauly at the Super Bowl in San Francisco with Andrew Perloff, of course, McLovin. And, you know, realistically, they just wanted to see how I was doing. They just wanted to wrap their arms around me, give me a hug. And then Pauly, as any good producer would do, hey, you know, we're set up over here down in the marina. You know, if you want to come on with Dan, you know, we'd love to have you. And so I said, let me talk to my, my mentors, the people that I really, you know, had to listen to at that point, because my best thinking took me to a prison cell and I needed advice. And you know what? My mentor, who's my guiding light, he's my lighthouse right now. He said, Ryan, as obnoxious and out there as your destruction was, your recovery has got to be just as obnoxious and even louder. So do it. And just be honest. You don't have anything to hide anymore. Like, everybody knows it. Everybody knows your crap. You're B-Rabbit at the end of 8 Mile now, right? Just go in front of everybody, tell everybody the nonsense, and then when your opponents or anybody wants to clap back, they just like, I don't know what to say. Dude totally like trolled himself for like 20 minutes. So I went on the air with Dan Patrick in San Francisco. Hey, you know what's ironic? I haven't heard that in a while. I don't talk about my brain tumor anymore. I almost feel like it was an excuse as to why I used. Yeah.
You know, I thought it was interesting about that appearance is I remember talking to you right afterwards and you're like, you got so many notes and emails and texts and social media. You were kind of getting into social media because it was not pleasant for you, social media at the time. And it's almost like people had gotten sick of piling on you for all the mistakes of the past and said, you know, let's give this guy another shot. Now, if you would have had other, you know, I think it would have gone the other way. But like, I remember the response at the time was like, all right, let's prop this guy up a little bit, give him a shot.
I also think that I was accountable. Like, I didn't blame anybody else. I think people have found that refreshing. They're sick and tired of hearing somebody go this, that, and the other, but everything that comes after the but, you know, everything that came before the but is meaningless. But it did. It jump-started everything. I kind of wanted to disappear, but I realized, as we talked about, and it's April here, and it's the bus conversation, my name wasn't going to go away. It was never going to go away, and it's never going to go away. So I better own it. All right? And how do I own it? Well, we'll remove the absolute poll question. Seton, where do our polls sit right now in terms of what we brought to the table today?
Oh, dear. Well, we might as well do this now, I guess, right? Let's see. I said, who should wear the bust tag?
Right.
Players or teams?
Oh, good. Good one.
All right. That's actually at 50-50.
Oh.
Which is, I feel like, a major win for the players.
I think it is, too. I do think people may have been enlightened to something today.
Like, it's very possible.
Yeah.
It's a new way of thinking about it, for sure.
Yep.
We also have, should we officially retire the bust poll question? Right now, with 52% of the vote, is yes, Ryan wins.
Yes.
But also, 49%, we've got about 48% say no. No, we shouldn't. They want to keep going, which is...
I think that's
mean-spirited.
I think that's sweet of them. No, I think that they're trying to have my back there. They're like, there's like, it's like Pauly going, you know, fair, Bryce Young goes to this place, you know, it easily could be Bryce at some point. And no, we don't want any of that. We don't want anybody to poo-poo on anybody's career the rest of the time. Just poo-poo all over mine.
Yes.
Okay? Then we're done. I like the guy in the mirror I see. I don't care if you don't think so. That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
We also have, of these free agent quarterbacks, who will be the last to sign? Your options are Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Gardner Minshew, and Ryan Tannehill. Right now, 47% of the vote have Ryan Tannehill as the last to sign. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
I don't think so either.
I think some of these players are more immediately signable than others. Some of them probably aren't going to take all that much work to get signed. Some of them are a little more complex. Kirk Cousins is complex.
I think Kirk Cousins ends up in Minnesota. I really do. I think he ends up in Minnesota. I think the last man standing in all of this, and a big reason why they may have to move and trade, I think the Atlanta Falcons end up holding the bag of Desmond Ridder going into the draft with no recourse at the moment. And they've clearly made it clear that quarterback is a priority. And they're going to be sitting there at draft time going, well, we didn't get the free agent we thought we were going to get. The trade for Justin Fields wasn't available or didn't work out. Now we have to call Chicago and say, hey, what do you need? And if I'm Chicago, I'm licking my chops at the idea of Bijan sitting there, Drake London and Kyle Pitts, and going, hey, I know you used ones on those a few years back, but guess what? You're desperate. And I want to give Justin Fields something to work with this year. So I do think they may be the last team standing. I don't know who the last quarterback is, Seton.
I think this is interesting, too, that it's of these free agent quarterbacks, who will be the last to sign? Right now, second place in that with 39% of the vote is Gardner Minshew. He might be the first one to sign.
I think so, too. I think you would be absolutely outside your head if you're Indianapolis if you don't re-sign Gardner Minshew. He was the starter last year. I mean, you know, Anthony Richardson, he didn't make it through a game. I'm trying to look back at a game where he truly finished. I feel like it didn't happen. He put himself in harm's way, and it's just the way he puts his body out there when he plays football, aggressively, talently, it's a problem. And Gardner, you know, almost got that team into the playoffs down the stretch. Paulie.
I'm going to throw out another guy. Baker Mayfield's about to turn 29. He's back on the NFL map. How much would you push this contract situation with the Tampa Bay Bucks if you're Baker Mayfield? Push or not push? At age 29, and you never got the big, you got the first money, but you never got the second contract because Cleveland bailed on it.
Here's an example of the thing I talked about earlier, where a guy picked first overall or within the first two picks is able to make a life outside of it. He's the only one. You know, you had Jim Plunkett go from the Patriots to the Raiders years and years ago and won Super Bowls. But this is a chance at a big, big contract. I mean, like, let's say the Bucks kind of come in what would be maybe a little bit of a lowball offer for what? 4 years, would you say $100 million, $25 million a year?
Like a mid-level quarterback contract.
Yeah, $25 million a year for Baker Mayfield over the next 4 years, $100 million guaranteed, essentially. If I'm him, I'm jumping at that to stay in Tampa Bay. The city is kind of, you know, really wrapped their arms around him. He had an incredible year. They made it to the divisional round of the playoffs. Mike Evans is back, and they developed a great relationship. One of Mike Evans' best year down the field, 16.5 yards per reception. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. But I'm also not going to talk about other people's money. If Baker wants to test the market and wants to try to push it to about $115 million or something like that, by all means, it's his opportunity. But I don't think for a moment he's going to lift a gift horse in the mouth at this point after what has transpired.
But if you look back at his thing with Cleveland, there's supposedly some negotiations where they did offer him one of those mid-level contracts. It was like 4 years, 115 or something. And once he balked at it, they said, well, maybe we'll go in a completely different direction. And they gave, you know, Deshaun Watson triple that.
Well, you can absolutely learn from your experience. You can also see that he was exiled in a way where he ended up in Carolina and then in Los Angeles in the matter of 1 year. Marvin.
For NFL players, what's more important, the money or the years?
Well,
or is it a combination?
The guaranteed money is the important facet to this. Whether that's if you're younger, it's the years, because the quicker you're out of your contract means the next opportunity to make the big contract boost, right? Or also, if you don't perform well, it also can mean you're not going to get that next big deal, you know. So it depends on how things are going, where your agent has you. Okay, I need to get a break here because Danny's coming up, but We'll fit it in a little bit later. I do want to get into the Iditarod just because I think it's an unbelievable story. We've mentioned it twice. I think it's just kind of odd that if people are tuning in for split seconds here and Ryan's talking about, you know, moose gutting and it's just, there's been no follow through. All right. There's got to be some follow through to the moose gutting. And I'm not talking about Meat Friday and what we're going to have out on the grill. There's real life moose gutting that is costing somebody a possibility at being Iditarod champion. Next up here on the Dan Patrick Show, my boy Danny Sprinkle, new head basketball coach for the Utah State Aggies, is going to join us live right here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dan Patrick Show. Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV, the boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology so advanced you can see through sheet metal. The vehicle is all-electric.
Really? Sheet metal?
The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more about MBUSA.com/EQS-SUV. Sheet metal. Wow. Well, if we could see through sheet metal, it would certainly seem like we can. We heard yesterday that there may be a possibility that Russell Wilson may be headed to Pittsburgh. Ian Rappaport confirms. Seen in an airport in Newark. Why Newark? For a visit to Pittsburgh. Why would he go through Newark? Seems like a, as Paulie put out, a fritzy move. But no, he was there, now reported by Adam Schefter. We just speculated last segment that maybe he stopped in and saw the New York Giants. Apparently, a preliminary meeting with the Giants took place before he jumped on that flight to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Schefter said before Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson stopped in New Jersey for one source described it as an exploratory meeting with the New York Giants. I'm going to put it to you, Ryan Leaf. Let's say the two offers out there, hypothetically, to Russell Wilson for the same price, whatever the deal is. Because the money's the money. Were the New York Giants to be the starter or the Pittsburgh Steelers to be the starter?
Well, I mean, I want him to go to Pittsburgh because I'm a Steelers fan. But, I mean, Brian Daboll, an opportunity to play in that offense. That's to me, is like, that isn't the, you don't have any qualms about that at all. Brian Daboll is a genius at what he does offensively. So I would probably say that. I mean, but yeah, $160 million. Imagine how much money is tied up in the quarterback room there. Only one team is paying for it, though. The Broncos are paying him to play for the Giants this year, it would be. It'd probably be a better fit because of the offense for Russell Wilson if I was him. If you're a team out there, I think with what you have in place, especially what you have in place defensively in Pittsburgh, TJ Watt can stay healthy. That's the spot where you can have more success. I could see Pittsburgh vying for an AFC title with great quarterback play next year because of the defense, the coaching, everything that's in place. If they have great quarterback play, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a team that could win that division. That team could play for an AFC championship game. I thoroughly believe that to be true. It's not just the bias of being a Steelers fan. I think that is a possibility, clearly, with what they were able to showcase with what they did with the quarterback position down the stretch this last year. Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson. It's March, everybody, which means it's also March Madness, which seemingly over the last 3 years means Danny Sprinkle is a part of March Madness. If you don't know who Danny Sprinkle is, I'm going to give you a little heads up here, all right? He is the head basketball coach for the Utah State Aggies, okay? He came from the Montana State Bobcats after two consecutive years of winning the Big Sky State or winning the Big Sky Conference title, went to the NCAA tournament the past 2 years, and now has his team on the verge of being a conference champion out in the Mountain West in only his first year. But better than that, me and Danny go all the way back to when we were 14 years old. We've known each other, played high school basketball against each other. We spent summers together in Helena and Great Falls, and it's been awesome to see his rise after 19 years, I believe, as an assistant coach to get the opportunity and making the most of it. Let's welcome to the show Utah State head basketball coach Danny Sprinkle.
How you doing, man? Great to see you.
Good to see you too, man.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you. I think that, you know, I want to get into some stuff here, but there's been speculation, and you've had a part of the tournament over the last couple years, that there could be some possible expansion all the way up to 96 teams. As a coach, if we did a coach's poll around this, of it expanding to something like that, what are your thoughts around, you know, is it more the merrier, or is it, hey, we're good where we're at?
I think absolutely not. Don't touch the NCAA tournament. It's so unique, and with 68 teams right now, that's enough. And I think if you water it down by adding more teams, I think it takes away the prestige of some of those teams that make it. I'd leave it exactly how it is. The formula's perfect. I mean, you see how crazy it is around March Madness. And I think if you just start letting more teams in, it just waters it down.
And I think when you're a kid trying to draw out those brackets, you've got to put 96 teams in it. That gets out of control, man. All right, head coach, your roster this year did not return a player who scored a point from last year.
Yep.
Recruiting versus the transfer portal, the model you put in place to go pay the rent every single day out there in Utah.
Yeah, I mean, we're very fortunate. You know, two players, you know, followed us from Montana State. Once they got into the transfer portal, they had all sorts of different schools recruiting them, from the Big Ten to the SEC, and we were very fortunate to get them. And then we just kind of pieced it together after that. We got very lucky on a couple guys where they may have gone under recruited. And, you know, with, you know, the college landscape now with NIL and things like that, like we didn't have a lot. And so we had to kind of sell guys on a dream and how we were going to develop them. And a lot of it was, you know, some very lucky circumstances. And this group has really come together.
Well, you know, you sell yourself short a little bit. You're a heck of a ball coach, clearly, because this team has been great all year long. Huge wins. That place has been rocking. You played in an era, because you're my age, it's different. You know, you and I grew up with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan and all those things. Now the Steph Curry effect on outside shooting over like the last 10 years, how much do you see that when you're out recruiting high school players and what the landscape looks like for college basketball?
Yeah, that's all you see. You know, when you go, you know, watch AAU or high school, it's all the five out spread pretty much. And you have guys shooting a lot of threes, even big guys now. You know, you see it in the NBA. And everybody, that's their ultimate goal. And so that's how they kind of develop their game. And it's hard because we try to still play, you know, even at Montana State and even here this year, like we try to play smash mouth basketball. You know, we try to get to the free throw line and pound it into the paint. And we've been successful doing it because I think a lot of teams aren't used to guarding or playing that way. And it is a little different than probably 80% of the teams. But you still have to have guys that can knock down some shots, no question.
This was an interesting kind of conversation I had with some of the producers this morning around what would it look like for a coach, you know, with way that this has gone. If there was an interesting move made where you remove the three-point line completely or you move it back and all of a sudden it's going to have to be a different dynamic of where you're shooting the rock. I mean, what would be more interesting, to remove it or to move it back?
I think it'd be more interesting to remove it, because if you move it back, you know how it is.
Yeah,
as a player,
guys are just throwing,
you're going to jack up shots from half court.
Caitlin Clark style. If they removed
it, it would be very, very interesting. I bet it would get back to like the old Detroit Piston days where you'd put your five defenders just in the paint, and whenever somebody drove, you just put them on the ground.
All right, so this was the bigger question, you know, the guys wanted to know, right? I talk a big game about my basketball prowess growing up in Montana, but I mean, you were a star, you and the Helena High Bengals team, you and Foster and Freeman. Kind of enlighten the Danettes here on my basketball playing abilities.
Danettes, I'll tell you this, he could have played in the Pac-12 basketball-wise, no question. And I'm not saying this just because he's here. there's not many guys that are 6'6 that have 45-inch verticals and skill level. Like, if you put him in even today's game, it would be scary. You know, he obviously has talent, but he could just jump through the roof. I mean, I'm talking drive down the middle of the lane and 360 in games. And there's not a lot of guys that can even do that nowadays. And so he could shoot it. He could play guard, four, anywhere. And that's just kind of the truth of it. He could play in the
Coach, well, we've been right looking now for YouTube videos. We've been looking for Super 8 videos.
There's no, YouTube doesn't exist.
We can't find home movies. We're looking for everything. We can't find any proof of this. We trust you.
I have it. I'll get it to you. Danny and I played together. We went and played in this All-Star game leading up to the Helena High prom, because I was going to the Helena High prom, right? With my high school girlfriend, Catherine, who was friends with Danny. And we were playing in, where were we playing? Billings? It was like, we were playing in Billings.
Six Sky Games?
Yeah.
Or what was it?
Yeah, we were playing in Billings and we just mopped the floor with everybody and we were going into the championship game. And me and Freeman and Sprink, we went back to Helena for the prom and didn't play in the championship game.
Yeah.
Yeah. We knew what the priorities were.
Priorities.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Girls are definitely the priority. Hey, man, proud of you. There's always a question when anybody has success at the Montana State level, at the Utah State level, Group of Five. Is there, you know, you're probably not thinking about it, but where's your goal? Where do you want to be coaching? For the longest time, I think you just loved coaching so much, you were okay with where it was at, but to make the move this last year, is there a different goal down the line that may interest you?
It is. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, when you're at the highest level, like, you want to win a national championship. Like, that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
You know, winning a share of the Mountain West Championship the other night was great. And we have a chance tomorrow against New Mexico where we can win the Mountain West outright. That's obviously great, getting to the NCAA tournament. But once you get into that NCAA tournament and you see the blue floor and you're walking out on that blue carpet, like, there's nothing like it. And the energy, the atmosphere there, like, to be able to advance and to someday get to a Final Four and win a championship, like, that's what motivates me. And just getting there, it's not good enough. You get a taste of it and you just want to get further. And I think, you know, I think Utah State and I think the Mountain West is a, like, they've shown San Diego State last year had a chance to win the national championship. And so we're in a league and at a place that you can do that.
Well, there you have it. Good luck. Sold that
thing up. Appreciate you, man.
It's good to see you. I need a Utah State hoodie, man. That's my next.
I got you.
All right. I appreciate it. Danny Sprinkle, head basketball coach for the Utah State Aggies. Thanks for joining the Dan Patrick Show. Really appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Great to see you.
Good to see you too. That's pretty cool to see kids you grew up with, you know, have the success. He was a great basketball player. There was three kids really that I looked around the state at and saw were extremely talented. A kid by the name of Trent Hikus, who was right across the street from me at my rival high school in Great Falls, and then Danny at Helena High. And you know, we battled, and it was a lot of fun. But what seemingly doesn't think like it would be a lot of fun is probably mushing in the Iditarod and then, you know, getting into it with a, you know, I don't know how big, 1,500-pound moose that you're defending your dogs from, and being penalized by the overseeing committee for not gutting the moose properly. Pauly, give us the insight here on the moose gutting.
You know, people are keeping an eye on the story as it breaks. The Iditarod, of course, going on now. It ends up in Nome, Alaska. Dallas Seavey is a 5-time champion, one of the greats in the mushing community. A 3-person panel convened by the Iditarod sled dog race to review his fatal encounter with a moose earlier this week. Supposedly the moose went out into the path and stomped on one of the dogs, and Dallas Seavey had to take things in his own hands. And then he was supposed to, after the moose was killed, he was supposed to dress and gut the moose before he moved on in the race.
The proper etiquette.
Yeah, supposedly that afterwards he didn't do it properly, and Iditarod has explicit rules about dispatching large edible wildlife in the course of the race and deemed Seavey's compliance to be substandard. Ryan, only 10 minutes was spent at the site of the encounter. So he got a 2-hour sitting penalty. So at his next rest stop,
he's got to sit for 2 hours.
Two more hours, which puts him 2 hours behind. According to the Alaska Daily News, officials with the Iditarod Trail Committee did not immediately respond to questions about how the meat is going to be used.
Well, you know, I've field dressed animals in my day, right? Growing up in Montana, I've killed my share of deer and elk. And, of course, the proper field dressing of the animal to preserve the meat so none goes to waste is exactly how you want to do it. I would be very interested to hear from the Iditarod committee around, you know, what they said improper time was placed on. I mean, if you're really quick at it, I suppose you could get it done in a short amount of time. It just wasn't done in a respectable way to save the meat. That would be the bigger question in all this.
Anybody? Yeah, the Dallas TV said it was a mess. There was, you know, there was an injury with the dog. He's also trying to get the dog to a helicopter and so forth. So supposedly, it's not that big of an infraction.
Not 2 hours. Two hours and something that's time. It's eaten.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that this isn't something unique to the, like, Iditarod.
It's made news, though.
And it's definitely made news because it's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, but when he says it's a real mess, I'm going to guess that it was a real mess, you know? I'm sure that's not the first time he's ever tried to field dress a...
Yeah.
It's a real gut check for other, you know, people that are racing, and they know for next time to do it the right way.
Oh, yeah. The dad jokes. I love them. My wife yelled at me. We watched the Josh Brolin hosting of SNL from years back, and my wife just kept looking over at me when the parts of the show I would laugh at because they were perfectly framed as dad jokes. I make dad jokes. I laugh at dad jokes. That's all I'm worth. Shout out to my boy Brolin, hosting SNL tomorrow night. Musical guest Ariana Grande. Go see Dune 2, everybody. It is epic. Love that guy. Kill it. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap it all up. I can't believe it. 3 hours just blown by. If I stay here through the weekend, can I just stay here Monday? We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Sports history, what we learned, and we'll close it all up here right on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying.
flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dan Patrick Show. My name's Ryan Leaf. I've been hosting today. If you haven't noticed, it's not Will Ferrell. If you've just been listening through the radio here on Peacock, you can firmly, you know, firmly tell that I'm not Dan Patrick. He's much more handsome. The Dan Patrick Show is brought to you by Simply Safe. Most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. As the days get longer this spring, protect your home with Simply Safe. It's the award-winning home security I use and recommend. Get 20% off any new system at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. If anything, I can read ads and promos. I got the broadcast voice going. Final poll results here, Mr. Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, we got up there. Of these free agent quarterbacks, who will be the last to sign? Right now, Ryan Tannehill's still running away with that one, 50% of the vote. The least amount of vote is Baker Mayfield, followed by Kirk Cousins. That's interesting.
I think that's the way it plays out. I think we'll see here in the next week or so both Baker and Kirk finalizing their deals and signing back with the teams that they played for the last couple years. What about the other poll questions? I mean, yeah.
Should we officially retire bust poll questions?
How that end what?
Right now, it's 52-48 in favor. Yes, Ryan wins.
Yeah,
I win. You are officially the guy.
Congrats. I'm officially the guy, and therefore there doesn't need to be any more polls about it. So next year when the draft happens, I don't want to hear, you know, on Twitter X, you know, at, you know, Slays the Dragon 77475 put up a poll that says, you know, who's the biggest bust ever and have a picture of something,
dragon.
You know, we're not doing that anymore. It's been done. It as it has been written here on the Dan Patrick Show.
The other most interesting poll.
Yes.
Who should wear the bust tag, players or teams right now? Also at, let's see, this one is 51-49. Teams should wear the bust tag, not the player.
We changed minds today, people. This is an enlightening show that I don't think a lot of people saw coming. We've changed minds.
Remember years ago, I hate to name names, but when the Cleveland Cavaliers out of nowhere took Anthony Bennett out of UNLV, that felt like a big reach because he was not even considered the top basketball player. They loved his size and his outside skills. That was their fault. It's not like Anthony Bennett's going to go, you know what, nah, take me 11th. I'm a nice 11th pick of the draft.
Yeah.
And he just did what he did. It, you know, Michael Olowokandi, where did he play? Pacific?
Yeah.
He looked like a really good basketball player, a total project. Wasn't horrendous.
And also, it's another reason why I think I'm firmly placed in that spot, because I was that damn good. Like, I mean, I was supposed to go first or second. It wasn't like somebody was going, you know what? He was overhyped. That dude didn't know what was going on. Go back and look at that final year, all right? We were talking about it just on the couch.
So you're not blaming the Chargers?
No, I'm not blaming the Chargers at all. You have to grab me. I mean, I'm Chris Sims talking about myself right now. You better run to the podium. You better run to the podium and get that Leaf guy. You're gonna be regretting those. You're regretting a lot if you don't. Well, as it turned out, Chargers fans do love me. As I got them, Drew Brees, LaDainian Tomlinson, Phillip Rivers, and Justin Herbert. There is no Ryan Leaf curse in San Diego and Los Angeles when it comes to quarterbacks. In fact, what I did open up was Pandora's box of great quarterback play. Okay. Possibly three Hall of Famers. All right, we're going to play the Russell Wilson game.
Here it is.
All right.
So we're going to play. I'm going to go around the room. On Monday morning, Russell Wilson is a New York Giant, a Pittsburgh Steeler, other, nowhere yet. Ryan, you're going to go last. I'm going to go to Marvin first.
All right.
I think he's still looking, so nowhere first.
Steve O'Connor.
Nowhere first.
Pritzy?
Still a free agent.
I'm going to say Steelers. And Ryan, you're live.
I don't think they move that quickly. So I'm gonna go with the majority here and say still not.
Not an agreement in place?
Not an agreement in place. But I will say it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers when it's all said and done.
Is that what would be the best case scenario for that team and that player next year if they joined together?
I think it would benefit both teams greatly. I think that I know a lot of people don't agree that the Arthur Smith offense and what Russell Wilson does could coexist. I think they're perfectly situated for one another because Arthur Smith loves to run the football and play action. And who does it better than anybody out there? And that's Russ Wilson. His ability to showcase the ball and play fakes and get the ball down the field on big plays allows George Pickens to do some crazy stuff. I think that's a match made in heaven. And that's just, of course, my opinion around what I think his offense would present for Russell Wilson. I don't know where else they go then. Marvin.
Is this next stop, no matter where Russell Wilson goes, is it vital for his Hall of Fame case? Does he have to play well, like Pro Bowl, All-Pro level? Because recency bias says that he's probably not going to get him because of what happened in Denver.
Is Kurt Warner a Hall of Famer if he doesn't have what he has in Arizona?
No.
He's a Hall of Great story.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do think that whatever he had in Seattle has been diminished a bit in Denver. Now, as a third stop, I don't know if I need him to win a Super Bowl, but I need him to be in the conversation again. Kurt Warner. This is very reminiscent of Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner, exactly, almost at this point. Won a Super Bowl, lost a Super Bowl. Okay. Now he has a chance to go to his third team and get him back in that place. There's the blueprint for Russell Wilson to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, I think, in the vein of Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner is certainly that. Really, really special there. So that's where we have it on that one. Weekend plans. Anybody?
Any sporting events? Marvin, you working any games?
Nah, just hanging out and then... The Oscars on Sunday night.
Oh, do you still watch the Oscars?
The Oscars. Oscar Monday is like Super Bowl Monday for us.
Really?
We really
died. It used to be for me too. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm to the point of like, why don't they just like send out the ballots to everybody and they email them back in and then they just put them out in a press release?
I heard Oppenheimer's going to clean house.
Oh, of course it is. It's an unbelievable. And I do hope that, Lily Gladstone, though, Montana native, Browning, Montana, up for lead actress, Native American, out of Montana. Tremendous performance in Killers of the Flower Moon. I mean, incredibly uncomfortable of our country and what we've done to it. Whew. But she is incredible.
Do you find yourself watching less and less as you get older of the Oscars because more and more of the movies you haven't seen? There was a time when I was like, I saw half or three quarters of the movies. Now, at least for me, I'm like, I didn't see any of those, or maybe I saw one or two. So, like, I am a
AMC Stubbs member. Therefore, I can see 12 movies a month for $19.95.
You are a big movie guy.
I am a huge movie guy. There is a wonderful AMC theater just down the road from our house. And if I can get away, I will go see movies galore. Okay, so I see everything that's done. I don't watch TV at home. It's when I'm traveling or things like that. But yeah, I've seen them all. I don't have any interest in them going up and accepting awards anymore. I used to really dive into it. I'm not there anymore. All right. This day, so we got what Marvin's doing. Seton and Fritzy and Polly, we don't care. Nope. I'm not going to do anything really other than, probably scroll through Twitter and see the thousands of positive posts from people everywhere. But the one negative one is the one I'm going to just absolutely just stare over for like 3 days going, why didn't he like me? I mean, I tried so hard.
Can't be so sensitive.
All right, this day in sports.
This is a good one. 1954, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Baltimore Bullets played the first NBA doubleheader. They played a game at 5 o'clock, and they played another game at 8 p.m. the same night. That will never come back. You talk about something in sports that will never happen. They don't like back-to-backs night to night. And then this day, 4 years ago, the Ivy League canceled their basketball tournament due to coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. That was a wild day.
Yep.
I remember Seton Hall, they were like, they still played that game. And it was like, they played the first half. Yeah. And it was like, oh, so I guess we're still going to do this.
And
it was so awkward. We were all standing around going, what's going on?
And 4 years ago tomorrow was the Oklahoma City Thunder game where the Rudy Gobert situation and so on and so forth.
I was in Oklahoma City. I was covering Jalen Hurts' pro day for ESPN. About to fly out back to Vegas.
How about that?
All right.
How about that, Mikey?
What did we learn today? Let's start with you, Seton O'Connor.
We learned that you are the ultimate. The bust conversation is over. That's it. We are done. And you own it, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Well, you know what?
Yeah. You weren't a bust today. You weren't a bust today.
You guys are so sweet. This has been amazing. Dan, thank you for the opportunity. I hope I did you justice. Dan, we'll be back on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.